This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, May 10th. Well, a few different factors play into the corn market taking a bit of a hit in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shellady.
How can we not talk about corn, especially after it got destroyed today? We had another over 10 cents sell-off. Look, we've got a USDA report tomorrow. It's going to be difficult. We're going to trade that number, whatever that number may be. Now, historically speaking, we've traded lower after the May report, and maybe that's kind of snuck in here because we had some negative price action today. But in the end, look, the funds are still in control. They're short, and they're pressing, and they're winning. Now, they've been wrong, say, for the last 2 years, which has been interesting to see. But this time, they've kind of got everybody on the run, and they're kind of pressing and pressing and pressing. And I think that they probably know, like I know, that this May report tends to trade lower after the report. And that's why I think that there hasn't been really any good reason for them to run.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 9.5 at 424 and a quarter. May corn was down 10 and 3 quarters at 344. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 585. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 5 and 3 quarters, ranging from 557 and 3 quarters to 577 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 3 and a quarter, ranging from 617 and a quarter to 622 and a quarter. Live cattle for June were up 87.5 cents at 111.72 and a half. May feeder cattle were up 47.5 cents to 135.95. And May Class 3 milk was down a nickel at 1636.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.